It's Thursday. That means it's time to talk technology. And here's the question. Are you a Mac or a PC?
Hello, I'm a Mac.
Hello, I'm a PC.
We have a lot in common these days. We both run
a Microsoft Office. We share files. It's great. We just get along. Hi, I'm a PC.
Okay, we're past that. We moved beyond that.
Yeah, I had to restart there. You know how it is.
No, actually, I don't.
Okay, so maybe you're a Mac person, maybe you're a PC person. Either way, that's just a sign that the companies themselves, although they are business rivals, kind of get into this whole fun involved in the rivalry. That rivalry kind of heats up today. Today is the launch of the new Windows 7 operating system. It's also the opening of the very first retail store for Microsoft. We were used to the Apple stores, but this is their first real retail store for Microsoft. And we've got Paul Atkinson. He's a reporter for KJZZ Public Radio in Arizona. He's in Scottsdale outside this first retail store. I should say it's before 4 a.m. in Arizona right now. Paul, how many people are standing outside?
We've got about 50 or 60 people, most of them in sleeping bags, some of them in lawn chairs. And Microsoft actually brought out an Xbox game. So you've had, for the past 8 hours, people playing Madden football, other video games, while they wait for the grand opening about 6 hours from now.
They've been sitting outside for 8 hours in sleeping bags playing Xbox?
It sounds about right.
Yeah, the first people got here at about 3 in the afternoon yesterday.
Wow.
And the line here that security has cordoned off will be able to handle about another 500 people as soon as, I'm sure once daylight comes up, you'll have a lot more people here.
Okay, Paul, we're going to go back to you in just a minute and maybe talk to someone who's standing in line there. But let's bring in Cliff Quang. He writes about technology for Wired Magazine. Good morning, Cliff.
Hi.
So this is Microsoft trying to get into Apple's game, right?
Yeah, I think that they finally decided that Apple was onto something with their retail stores. And I think now that they're trying to put a little bit of a more personal face on their technology, which to date they haven't really had and haven't really had a lot of control over.
Well, they're a software company. I mean, that's the odd thing. Why hasn't Microsoft been able to make the Xbox as sexy as the iPod?
Well, those two technologies are completely different. And you're right. You know, Microsoft is a software company, and that leaves you the question, are they really competing with Apple per se? Because they don't really have a lot of control over all of the things that Apple has, and they don't really necessarily – they're not in the game of moving the boxes. But this store actually will sell PCs and things like that in an attempt to present this.
No, you don't know. So, you know, I mean, one of the things we played that ad from Mac earlier. They do you have Microsoft Office on a Macintosh computer, so it's kind of an odd competition here.
Yeah, I think it's not a pure competition, especially since you know, a lot of these things, you know, they're not really making money off the same things. They don't necessarily make money in the same way either. I mean,
right.
Microsoft makes a lot of its money by packaging. And,
right. So, Cliff, let's get down to the brass tacks here. Today is the launch of Windows 7. There were a lot of complaints, many of them from me, about Vista. Yes. Is Windows 7 an improvement over the much maligned Vista?
I think a lot of people believe that it's going to be a pretty good thing. It certainly seems better than Vista. It's going to be faster. It's going to be much more stripped down. It's going to take a lot of the functionality and a lot of the complexity out of Vista, which is what a lot of people had complaints with.
And clearly, one of the biggest changes here is not necessarily the operating system, but their marketing campaign. Let's go back to Paul outside the Microsoft retail store in Arizona. Paul, you have somebody there, Joey Gambino, who's been there since 4 p.m. yesterday?
He and his friends have been here that long. Had a nice box of cupcakes with him when I met him last night about 8 o'clock. And let me hand the phone over to
right.
Joey. Here you go, Joey.
Good morning, Joey.
Good morning. How you doing?
So you got there at 4 p.m. yesterday.
Correct.
Why?
Because my buddy actually works at the mall, and he told me that they're going to be giving away some pretty nice goodie bags. So,
so you're there. You're there for the goodie bag. You're not necessarily there for Windows 7.
I don't really know what that is.
That's good, Joey. The marketing campaign is great. You know, you can download it, Joey, so it's okay to go home after the goodie bag.
Right. Grab your goodie bag and go home and download it off the internet, Joey.
Okay, actually, I'm going to do that now.
Cliff, Microsoft is also asking people on their website to throw a launch party for Microsoft 7, kind of like a Tupperware party, and they'll give them a free operating system?
Yeah, I I don't really know what to make of that. It seems utterly bizarre.
Not only to you. Apple launched its first retail store in 2001. Those stores have done phenomenally well. And this is kind of Microsoft, even though, as we've said, they're not exactly the same, marketing the same products, Microsoft is hoping they'll maybe get some of the coolness will wear off onto Microsoft, right?
Yeah, I mean, having seen some of the pictures of the early concept stores, I think that seems like a pretty tough sell. The images that I saw had a lot of people that sort of looked like would-be porno actors on them. And,
oh, boy.
You know,
I don't want to know how you would know about that.
Cliff Quang writes about technology for Wired Magazine. Thanks so much. We also spoke to Paul Atkinson. He's a reporter for KJZZ Public Radio in Arizona. He spoke to us outside Microsoft's first retail store in Scottsdale, Arizona.
So we were talking about banker salaries a moment ago, and we've actually gotten in touch with someone whose pay is regulated by the government.
My name's Marilyn. I'm calling from Brooklyn. I'm a teacher, and we go into contract negotiations, and by all means, not only teachers, but all the city workers and public workers and state and city workers, we all have a negotiated contract to get our pay, and it's set by the government in negotiations with our union. And I don't think those people heading the banks are any better than us. And, yeah, they should be subjected to the same rules as we are.
Should the government be able to limit bankers' pay and perks? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.